and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This hump day, Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop. We greatly appreciate Carla Wagner's efforts. And I got a couple of text messages. People have gotten the sheets. They said they're very, very, very easy to get signatures. Rod says, I love her spirit. It's so inspiring. Just like Todd Smallenberg, many others greatly appreciate it. Cliff Tellini, she is absolutely correct. MAC, the Michigan Associations of Counties, is calling us, trying to tell us that this is a bad idea. Trying to get Farm Bureau on board to help fight the lawsuits coming if we get it on the ballot. Haven't had anyone decline signing the petition. You see, you have to understand something, people. Property taxes are absolutely, totally excessive in the state of Michigan. There's two components that I am eliminating, support of eliminating in this ballot proposal. Property taxes as a whole. But there's two different forms of property taxes in the state of Michigan. You have your homestead, which is your principal residence, where you sleep at night. Bottom line, where is the address that your pillow is that holds your head? That's your principal residence. That's at a reduced rate of taxation compared to non-homestead. What is non-homestead? An investment property, a second home, a cottage, farms, different products of storage of equipment on barns, on property, are getting taxed at non-homestead rates, which are basically double what homestead taxation is. For legal purposes, to protect our home, we assigned our home to an LLC so that anybody that wanted to come after me for this show or the radio station for whatever reason, they couldn't come after our house based on our attorney's advice. That was the best way to go for us. Technically, we rent the house from our LLC. We're paying non-homestead taxes now because of it. This whole system is absolutely corrupt in the state of Michigan. Not only that, but if you go to the Michigan State Constitution, did you know they cannot, per our Constitution of the state of Michigan, they cannot take your property for the non-payment of taxes. It's in the state constitution. But what did they do in Lansing, being state reps and state senators? They ignored the state constitution, and they went ahead and passed laws many, many, many years ago that gave them the ability to put a lien on your property. By putting a lien on your property, that triggers the ability to commit a foreclosure action because the lien is not paid for and not satisfied. Therefore, they can trigger a tax sale. It's completely unconstitutional, but nobody has ever challenged it. The old adage that you can't fight City Hall, well, this is a perfect example of it. Folks, this is all hands on deck. We have got to collect these signatures. We've got to take them to Lansing, get them filed, and get it on the ballot. And it was very, very interesting to find out that the Board of Canvassers don't have to approve anything. It's a courtesy that Carla Wagner went through, and the fact that the Elections Bureau Director, Jonathan Brader, is actually the one that drafted the 100-word synopsis paragraph that's on her petition sheet. Not once, not twice, but three different drafts. Finally, the Republicans approved it. Well, the Democrats, the big tax and spend Democrats, they wouldn't pass it, thinking that that would stop her from going forward in printing up 60,000 petition sheets with 10 signatures on every page, and to stop her from circulating and getting signatures. Folks, you need to go to this website, axmytax.org, and request your package. As a matter of fact, top of the hour news break, I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to have her ship them out to us so that we can get them at the radio station, and we'll forward them directly to you. I want to have as many of these available with all these events I'm going to. I'm going to take the petition sheets with me, and I'm going to explain to people. I'll make copies of the instruction sheet and tell them how to fill them out and how to send them back. With all these events we got upcoming here in the month of April, month of May, and June, we are going to do this. This is something that we absolutely need to get behind. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring it up to the board of the Michigan Conservative Union and see if I can get them involved in this. We have the upcoming annual conference Friday, May 31st, and Saturday, June 1st in Lansing. If you'd like more information on that, text me MCU, Michigan Conservative Union, MCU. I'll send you the flyer to save the date, and a link to the website where tickets will be available very soon. They're finalizing the cost, putting together the speakers list, determining how much they're going to have to charge per ticket, and they will be on the website soon. But this is something we need to do, and now that spring is coming, it's a perfect time to walk your neighborhood with your local county sheet on a clipboard, explain this to people and ask them if they would be willing to at least put it on the ballot and let the people of the state of Michigan vote on it. Absolutely. Now, she has, like I said, printed up the 60,000 sheets with 10 signatures per sheet. And she has the ability to ship them out directly to you. Request one sheet. Collect 10 signatures in a day, put it in an envelope, and mail it back to her. Better yet, ask her for 10 sheets. You can get 100 signatures on this, folks, within a week or two. This is absolutely a no-brainer. Like Cliff Tellini, not one person that he's shown this to has declined signing it. This is a no-brainer. Only one county petition. Make sure the signers put the town or the township they are registered to vote in. Absolutely. Says it right on the petition sheet. You sign it and you put what township. He recommends don't fold the petitions when mailing. If you can, get a flat, large envelope and send them back to her that way. Bob, Great Lakes Phone and Computer in Petoskey. Especially if you own multiple homes, non-homestead, just over double for principal residence. Including my home and two other properties, he said, I would have saved $13,000 last year had this proposal been voted on and approved, and we got rid of property taxes, he would have saved $13,000. Now you got a local project in your township. They want to create, they want to build a pickleball court. They get estimates. It's $60,000, $40,000, whatever the number is. You bring it up at a township meeting. The residents come and hear the proposal. The residents decide whether or not they want to donate to cover the cost. It's very simple. Let's say you got 20,000 potential taxpayers in your township. I'm just throwing a number out there. That's probably a countywide number, but let's just say that is a township. Well, everybody throws $2 in. You got your 40 grand. There's your pickleball court. You want to fund the public library? Well, maybe you decide what books are in that public library. And you decide whether or not you want to fund it or not. Government is out of control. And I already read that story. I already told you about all these Michigan economic development things that they are funding with our taxpayer dollars and bills that are actually being moved right now for special interest groups. So a state senator in Royal Oak can say, I got the train. I'm the one that got the $1.7 billion for this project. Something they've been talking about doing for decades and never did. Now all of a sudden, she's going to lead the cause and get the money. Tax and spend Democrats completely out of control in Lansing. So we got to do this, folks. You got to go to xmymitax.org. Request the sheets, get them filled out, get them signed, and send them back. Just curious, Cliff, why do you not want people to fold the petition sheets? Just wondering. Why do they have to leave them flat? Let's see, do we have any other text messages? Christine says, I ask everyone who signs to take sheets and have them get signatures. Clubs and businesses are also good ones to get with. One German club in her area had to close. Why? Because of property taxes. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment of the second hour today. Rod and Cliff said that this not folding the petition sheets is in Carla's instruction sheet. And I just texted her and she said it's simply logistics of not having to unfold them and flatten them out to put them into the proper county files. So that's why she would prefer people just to buy an oversized envelope and send them back to her flat. So that's the purpose for it. It makes processing the sheets easier on her and her volunteers. So that was the only question I had. Also, it has something to do with the Election Bureau of Canvassers, according to Cliff Tolini. They're going to fight her anyway on this. So it really doesn't matter. They said it could interfere with scanning. Making marks because of the fold could cause the sheets to be rejected. Okay, got it. Okay, that makes sense. Because I know those high-speed tabulator scanners, the way they operate. Very same scanners that we use in our voting machines when you feed your ballot into them. They digitally scan your ballot. And then the ballot is dropped in the bottom of the tabulating machine for storage. So, okay, got it. Moving on. Cool, Mike Farage. Go, Carla. The Board of Canvassers are very progressive, biased in every phase. This is the people's petition drive. Of course they're going to fight us. So that's exactly why we're going to do this ourselves. And why you guys need to be part of it. Chuck texted, how do I sign it? No, you do more than sign it, Chuck. You go to the website, axmitax.org, request a sheet. Follow the instructions. Not only you and your wife sign it, but your neighbors, coworkers, people you go to church with, fill it out, mail it back. You don't get to just sign your signature only. You get others to do it with you. Because why just sign it yourself when you can get 9 other people to fill it out, complete the sheet? The cost is there for her to get a sheet to you. May as well get the other 9 signatures and then mail it back. Needs to be flat because some people fold them so small they are not usable. I get the phone numbers of the people taking sheets and tell them to give me a call when they're turning them in. Excellent. Good way to follow up. Thank you, Christine, for doing it. We got to have others do this, folks. This is a huge, huge list. Kim says, make sure you request a sheet for each county that you plan to get signatures from. So like Chuck, if you're only going to get signatures in your county, then you'll get one sheet for your county. If you're going to go into other counties, you need a sheet for that county as well, is what Kim's basically saying. So again, you can go to the website, xmitax.org. All the information instructions are listed on there as well. Now, one other thing I want you to know, these classes that I'm teaching, one in Traverse City on April 13th and the other one in Flint on April 27th, has the Michigan State Constitution as part of it. And again, I specifically point out exactly what page it has on there that they cannot tax your property in a way that would trigger a tax sale. But the way they got around it is they created a lien against your property. And if the lien isn't paid, that's what triggers the tax sale. It's completely unconstitutional. But Lansing doesn't care. And again, this amount of money is huge, folks. And can you imagine what it would do for our state? The real estate industry, the housing boom that would take place. Move to Michigan and pay no property taxes? Other states have been taking advantage of our high taxes for years. Tennessee, Kentucky, other states. Beautiful homes, 2,000 square feet on 10 acres. They pay $600 a year in property taxes. Well, you talk about leveling the playing field. Come to Michigan and buy a house, and all you got to do is pay the mortgage for the loan. Principal and interest. No more escrow accounts for property taxes built into your bank payment. You buy your homeowner's insurance for an annual policy, you're good for the year. Just simply pay the loan on the cost of the house and no property taxes. You talk about bringing people back to our state, this would absolutely be huge. And when we do it, Lansing will have to figure out how to fund the local municipalities. Once we start taking money out of Lansing's coffers, the general fund, maybe they'll stop all this economic development crap that isn't even in our Constitution. Well, we have a big election year this year. How confident are you that the machines are going to count the ballot the right way? We're going to talk to Patrick Kolbeck in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule.